rust. Crawls down the side of my water tank life. Cuts like a knife. Sluts like my wife. And you'd like her too. People usually do. Pus seeps from the seams of our festering souls, mostly just dripping, ghostly and gripping, slipping. And if only I knew, if only I had the questions and the moment to ask, if only I had the shoes in which to dance, to take a chance to free myself enough to paint a portrait of my paternal grandma nude in public, rude and pubic. Rubik's. Cubic. Sex resides in the core of my labyrinth mind. Masturbating minotaur, saucy and sinister. Half man, half bullock, large swollen bollocks. Mostly just swinging, itchy and stinging. Stinging. And there will be times when sunset falls like a wingless bird. Ne'er to sing again, ne'er to wing again. There was an old man called Michael Finnegan. He grew whiskers like magical Mr. Mistopheles. In the room, the women come and go, talking of contract law and weight loss shows. And if only they knew, if only they could see the light, if only they could watch me try to write the songs I long to write, and right the wrongs I thought I might. I mixed my colours with my whites, and now I fight the tie-dye fight, in mighty tight trousers and really big shoes, and nothing to lose but my stiffy. I grow old. I grow scared. I shall wear my pre-worn trousers flared. And while the shadow may lie between ideas and facts, we can lyrically wax some more interesting gaps, like the soft bit that sits twixt our assholes and sacks. We're living in the perineum millennium, the in-between years, not front bum or back bum, not fiction nor factum, not the idea or the reality, not the shadow nor the hollow, not a bosom for a pillow, not Dante's big whinge about cruising round Hades. The perineum's as tasty as Tatey's and gravy. It's quite big on the boys and just small on the ladies, and can break altogether when the ladies have babies. But still we insist on being brisk with the topic, in the fear the affair will turn colonoscopic. And we all know what Sigmund would say about that, as you lie on your back, etherized on a table, like that fabled evening spread out against the sky. Let us go then, you and I. Fuck that, Freud, you perverted Viennese prat. Just cause you're a crackpot, just cause you whacked off lots as a little tacker, your little pre-genius eyeball pressed to the keyhole while your mum's in the loo, and you weighs just two, sneaking a good old peek at certain half-deserted streets, at the muttering retreats of your mum's meek Venetians as she bent over the bar. Your future stared back like a glittering path, gilded with that golden gilt upon which you built your Oedipal empire. Always you searched for the soft bit unseen, for the text beneath the pages and the years between the anal and genital phases. The perennial quest, life's only true task, the only real test us humans must pass, begins at the testes and ends at the arse. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends, not with a full stop, but a colon.